continue with your calls on the Mets at 888-808-1019, but we'll work the Yankees into the conversation now. And for me, BT, it's just the same nonsense with them. Forget about the loss last night, which is just boring, dreadful baseball yet again by the Yankees. You know, whether it's Volpe, whatever, you look at the bottom of the order, they get three guys hitting 200. I know McMahon just came here and he's all right, but still he's a 200 hitter. Wells and Volpe. Volpe's regressed to a ridiculous level. No Judge, no Chance, basically, has been the motto with the Yankees. But my bigger issue is that there continues to be these reports that the Yankees, like, what does soft buying mean? I don't know what that means, soft buy. You either buy or you sell. There's no soft selling, soft buying. Are you going to be buyers because you believe in this team, or are you going to be sellers? And then they do the same thing with these players, young players. Spencer Jones, 1 year he's untouchable, the next year he's a bust, now he's back to untouchable again. I'm not saying it would be smart to trade him in a year to, you know, invest in this team where I don't think this team is necessarily worth investing in. That's a different conversation, but they've got to be able to identify what they have in certain players. It can't just be fluctuating year to year or month to month or season to season.
How many times have we sat here and said, what was it? Thank God Aaron Judge is on this team. What would the Yankees look like without Aaron Judge? That's what they look like last night. Did you have fun watching the game? I mean, it's as boring as it gets.
Yeah.
It's boring. And this is the, or these are, the multiple deficiencies that the great Aaron Judge has managed to hide or obscure or partially conceal, however you want to frame it, most of his time as a New York Yankee. Because Aaron Judge has had the misfortune here, it's called for what it is, of being on the greatest franchise in sports history, but also being on the greatest team in sports history, like franchise, that is as poorly run as it's been for the last Lord knows how many years. So it's just a very disjointed mess. Are they coming? Are they going? Are they buying? Are they selling? I mean, my mindset is beginning to fluctuate day to day. You know, I tweeted, and I meant this too. You know, to me, Cody Bellinger is the best pure baseball player on the team. That was just an observation. Maybe after the play with Soto in the Mets series, I don't know. Just the more I watched him a couple of weeks back, that was obviously 4th of July weekend. But right around that time, I'm like, my God, this guy is absolutely amazing. And then he started hitting, and he's amazing everywhere defensively. So I went from saying, and I mean this, and I'll back it up in a minute. I went from saying he's the, in my opinion, the best pure baseball player on the team to telling Sal and Dove this morning, I don't know, maybe they should trade Bellinger.
Well, right.
But with the pretense of getting him back this winter, because that guy was made to be a Yankee.
Well, like they did with Aroldis Chapman. Correct. Back in 2016. Pick a direction. Are you going to try to win the World Series? Which they could. I mean, still the
thought. How they win in a World Series with this team?
No, I'm saying, like, they could. I don't think they're going to win World Series. I didn't think that they were any good last year. It's the same thing to me as it was last year, maybe even worse this year, obviously, minus Soto, and for the other different reasons. The injuries mounting up, who knows what Judge, they can say it's not a big deal, I'll believe it when I see it. I think it's worse this year than it was a year ago, but last year I did not feel that they were a World Series team, and yet they got to the World Series. I also think the American League is stronger this year. Whereas
it is.
People keep saying the American League stinks, it's not any good. Yeah, maybe, but it's still better than it was a year ago. You're not going to be facing the Royals and Guardians in rounds 1 and 2.
Yep.
Tigers are going to be tough. The Astros are always tough. The Blue Jays have owned you. Like, Yankees have some issues as far as the opponents go, and more so the issues on their own. So are they going to go for it and go to town and try to build a team that can win a World Series?
No, they're not going to do that.
Okay, and I don't think that they should. But then sell. So why not consider selling Bellinger? If Cody Bellinger's on the market, he becomes the best available position player.
Yes.
He's better than Suarez by a landslide. He's more versatile.
And by the way, Suarez got hurt last night.
Yeah, I know. He got hit on the hand.
Waiting for the MRI. If that thing's broken or fractured and he's out for a couple of months, now somebody like Bellinger or other players that were slightly below Suarez
the
demand goes through the roof.
Point is, you make him available, and there's still a chance where, like you said, you could bring it back in the offseason, reset, you get Cole back, a fully healthy Judge, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go out there and sign players that you need to sign, figure out how to construct the roster better for once in your lives, but make a decision. If you want to keep everybody and go for it, then do that. That's fine, too. They need to make their decision. I would not. I would look to more sell at this point. I thought that was crazy talk weeks ago when you brought it up. And now, like, it's a tough decision. The Mets did this in 2023. You and I were first paired together a couple years ago in the summer. And they were just starting to play a little bit better, but then they traded David Roberts. Remember I came in with a bag over my head?
Yeah, that was actually popped up on my I think it was my IG timeline for the anniversary. I'm like, oh, the good old days when Sal was wearing a brown bag.
Yeah.
I miss those days with the Mets. Bring them back.
It was one of the first like shows that we did together, whatever it was.
Hysterical.
It was early on. But it was because they traded Robertson and admitted that they were going to be sellers.
I remember.
Then they traded Verlander and Scherzer, which were solid, good moves that expedited the rebirth of the franchise. But at the time, you could have made the argument, hey, stick this out, get in, and anything could happen. And that's kind of where the Yankees are at now, where, yeah, could they stick this out and get in and anything could happen? Yeah, I guess. But I wouldn't bet on that. I would be looking to expedite the process, saying what we have done here is not good enough. And especially with the Judge injury, whether they think it's significant or not, I personally would maybe look to move some of those pieces, getting good value back and trying to change the build of this team moving forward.
I hear you, and a lot of those things I agree with, but I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, all right? I'm going to be incredibly positive for a moment about the Yankees. I've been very raw about them. I've been, unfortunately, very right about the Yankees, where, you know, going back to the winter, I'm like, dude, I don't even know if they're going to win the division. Like, even going back a month ago, I'm like, Toronto's good. Like, I think some of my instincts with this team have been on point so far. I'm going to suspend what I believe, and I'm going to suspend what I've seen so far. Let's say the Yankees let's say they do nothing crazy. Like, they don't trade Jones. They don't trade for anybody amazing. Maybe a little tweak. They got to get a bullpen arm. Otherwise, it's a waste of a conversation. But let's just say they get a decent arm in the bullpen, which I believe that they will. And then, obviously, the two players they brought in the last couple of days, which I believe will at least stabilize a little bit. The Yankees, if they get in the playoffs, Sal, now, there's a lot of contingencies. If they get there, and they probably do, if Aaron Judge comes back with no further interruptions and resembles Aaron Judge, I mean, that's a little bit of a leap of faith, but for this conversation, I'm going to say that he does it. I'm going to say that it actually happens. Heel's coming back.
Yeah.
You know, you just get to the playoffs with this team.
Freed, Rodon.
With Freed and Heel and Heel and Rodon third. You know, again, there's a lot of other things that need to happen. You're going to have great third base defense. You're going to have great first base defense if you're playing Goldschmidt. There's other variables, but with Jazz at second, if Volpe ever wakes up and joins the party, it's not impossible to think that the Yankees could go on some crazy run. Like, it's not that nuts.
It doesn't
feel real. It feels like a figment of my imagination right now because they are almost unwatchable, but it's not impossible.
I get it. Before the Seattle series, that was the sentiment by many. You were saying that's what you're saying, they should be sellers, blah, blah, blah. Then they go out there and trounce Seattle the way that they did, and it's like, oh, season back on, Yankees look like world beaters again.
Mm-hmm.
Then they lose to the Cubs, they lose to the Phillies, whatever. So I can see both sides of it. I understand the argument, hey, we could be as dangerous as anybody else in the postseason if we get in with our offense. I don't believe in the pitching as much as you do, maybe. Like, I need to see Heel come back. Yeah, it's great to talk about him.
Yeah, I get it.
Rodon in the big spot, I don't trust at all. The bullpen has been, now, it's been disastrous.
It's the worst part of the team.
Which is hard to fix, other than, you know, you have Williams, who's, you know, right now the most trusted piece. Weaver could get there, but even those guys at their peak in the postseason, I saw Weaver give up bombs in the postseason a year ago, and certainly Devin Williams can get beat on any given night. So I don't necessarily trust him either. I think the Yankees need another power arm, at least one more power arm in that bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So I question the starting rotation. I question the bullpen.
They have a few guys coming. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Yeah. They do have a few guys coming back from injury.
Yeah, like
not that I love
is
Leiter.
Cruz coming back.
Cruz is coming back, and he's one of those guys that throws
Leiter,
gas.
I mean, whatever.
No, I'm not a big Leiter guy.
Yeah, Cruz swing and miss guy, whatever, that's fine. And also, the offense, to me, like Judge specifically, we still haven't seen him doing it in the postseason. Now, he's the least of your concerns. You see Stanton last night. Like, this will try. He looks like a minor leaguer.
I mean, I saw one at bat. He hit 109 mile per hour one hop rocket to right field.
Stanton,
he had some empty at bats, but Stanton's been pretty good since he got back.
Come on.
He's been good since he got back.
Man, he's been all right, but still, when he's out there 0 for 4 with the 3 strikeouts or last night with the 2 strikeouts, like, just too many times he's overmatched. To me, the inconsistencies of him are maddening. Dominguez in left field, he looks uncomfortable in the outfield, still learning as a player offensively. So you can sit there and paint a positive picture, which I get.
By the way, which I don't do. I'm just doing this for the other side of the coin.
Understand that's.
But I don't really believe it.
I do get that side of it. You can make that argument. But there's also a negative side to it as well, where you can't. They don't have a shortstop. The catcher's not really what we thought he was going to be. Stanton's maddeningly inconsistent.
And might have to play the outfield.
I mean, come on,
that's. Yeah.
The fact that Martino can report, he wrote about this on SNY.TV.
What, the soft?
Yeah, with the Yanks brought up Bellinger and Goldschmidt in talks, at least with one other club, like, it shows you that they also see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're uncertain.
I think that's encouraging, though.
Yeah, but pick a sign.
Well, they're still in the evaluation.
Get off the pot, bro. Like,
no, I hear you. But at least, like, it could be the Yankees view themselves as a World Series team and are going to do whatever it takes to, like, that to me would be cavalier because they're not a World Series team right now. I prefer to get that kind of reporting because at least that tells me that they're maybe open to a change of thought, which they need to be.
Right, but then what if the owner, Andy alluded to something like this. I had him on Baseball Night in New York last night. He was live from Yankee Stadium giving the updates, and he said something. I didn't have a chance to follow up. You know how these things are. It's timed or whatever. But he alluded to something that made me believe, like maybe Cashman in the front office feel one way,
okay,
but unsure that the ownership would allow it. Like, let's say Cashman said, hey, now, again, I don't know. I'm just trying to do the math from what Andy said. It made me think that maybe there's a little bit of a conflict there where Cashman could identify this team and say, I don't know if we're it, but ownership is saying, well, we're close enough. We're in the playoffs. Might as well. Don't have to go all in, but we're not going to sell off pieces. Like, trading Bellinger is a huge deal. That's way
that's
the white
a flag. Massive deal. Unless there's a wink and a nod and his dad played here and he looks like, you know, casting one-on-one. Like, that's the kind of guy you'd have to believe him if he says, I'm coming back. I would believe him. Like, I know
me
that
too.
People would be pissed off if he's dealt because he's such a night-to-night presence. And it would be an unconventional road to take, although they have done it with Chapman. Here's the thing, though. If Cashman comes in and says that and says what you just said, you know, I don't know if this is it, and I'm howling, all I'm going to say, well, why the hell not? You built this. Why? Because this is the question. Brian, why is this not it? You built this, Brian. Again, why do I have to go and pick up $16 million for a guy who's hitting 220, you know, and Ryan McMahon?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we here again, Cash? You know I love you, and my dad loves you, and our family's always going to love you, Brian. Can you explain to me why we are back in the same position?
I'm with you. That's the other thing that I was thinking, talking about the Yankees and watching them.
Come on.
Hey, the team's not playoff caliber, and it can't be the excuse of, well, Judge is out for 10 days.
Nobody wants to hear that nonsense.
It's not that. Why are we here again? Why have they mishandled Volpe? Look at what the Mets did with Francisco Alvarez and look at how that worked. Now, again, they're different players. You mentioned it yesterday. I thought it was a great point. Alvarez had the right mentality, and maybe the Mets knew that, which gave them the luxury of saying, hey, you're not doing what you need to be doing here. We know you're better than this. Let's send you down, get yourself right, and we'll call you back up. He accepted it. He got himself right. He's back up. He's contributing, looking like himself again with that potential that we saw from Alvarez. The Yankees just rode the wave out with Volpe, and now he's sinking. Mm-hmm. It's getting progressively worse. They never did anything about it. Dominguez, same thing. You and I had the conversation. You thought I was nuts saying they should put Dominguez down in the minors. It wasn't because I don't think he's a major league player. It's because I need to see him get more seasoning in the minor leagues. He does not look like an everyday big league player to me. I'm sorry. I watch him in left field.
Dominguez.
Yeah, he's
a hitter he does
there.
To me. He just, I told you I wouldn't play him in the outfield.
Yeah, okay, but so you're not going to play him in the outfield. Where's he going to play?
Well, he can't because he can't DH because you got Stanton.
Okay.
And then you're going to have Judge.
Okay, and he also can't hit from the right side.
But they are playing him in the outfield.
So what is he though?
Again,
he can only hit from the left side, and he doesn't have a position. Like,
well, I told you what I would do.
Yeah, you put
him in
center
field. I'd see if he could finally play center field, the position that he actually came up with. What a concept!
Well, why can't you do that when he's in the minor leagues? And by the way, it was easier to say this with Judge there because you could have Judge, Grisham, and Bellinger in the outfield.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard. And the Yankees, for whatever reason, they're trying to thread the needle, and it just isn't working. Their track record, this is not even opinion anymore. Their track record shows they have not shown the ability to develop these players, these high touted prospects. Almost every one of them outside of Judge, who, by the way, wasn't even highly touted, they failed. They have failed.
Basically every one of them. There is nobody that could push back on that. You just can't. Hopefully Lombard is different. You know, hopefully whenever they reward Spencer Jones for hitting 30 minor league home runs, and he should get the call. He's going to be 25. Come on. I mean, hopefully they don't ruin him. You know, there's just, listen, to me, the Yankees, because we're getting ready for football season, right? To me, the New York Yankees are like watching. Now, I mean, to say that they're like the Jets is a complete disrespect. I'm not going that far. But the Yankees are a team with a bad offensive line. There's other shiny parts and other things that they have are really good. But the ability to function night to night in high pressure spots against good teams that can catch and run and pitch, you know, like playoff teams can generally, that's where the offensive line deficiencies pop up. The Yankees just have a bad old line.
I love the analogy. What do I always say? Inside out. When it comes to football teams, I want to build inside out. Forget
Got
the
to.
Shiny toy with
Got
neighbors.
To.
Build the inside out.
Yeah.
And while you can't do that same thing with baseball, where's the inside? But the foundation.
Yeah.
The infrastructure.
Well, the inside is catching the ball.
Well,
it's not left tackle. It's, you know, up the middle. You know, it's good catcher, good short, good center, well, good second.
Not only catching it, hitting it as well. I know that the Yankees can mash, but not putting the ball in play.
Can
is
they
a big
mash?
Thing. Not playing.
Well, I don't see them mashing anymore. No. Oh, the Yankees don't need any bats. Yankees mash. I haven't watched a mash fest seemingly in a couple of weeks. Yeah. I know there's an outlier. And hit last night. They didn't hit over the weekend. Yanks aren't mashing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're a bully team.
Mashing.
They're a bully offense. When one guy hits a home run, it seems that five of them hit it. But that's what I mean. The power that they have, that's got to be their greatest strength. If it's not their power, then what is it? Meaning the threat at any moment, Grisham, Bellinger, Judge, Rice, Stanton, Goldie, like at any moment, and maybe some more than others, Wells, whatever.
They run into one.
Yeah,
no, they've got a lot of guys with some pop. Yeah. But speaking of Jazz, like to me, and again, fundamentally, and I would love to ask Aaron Boone this. I, if he was on, I wouldn't be the first thing, but I would ask him this. Skip, now it may have changed in the last day or so. I don't think it did. You realize it's been like 40-something games since Jazz Chisholm stole a base? And Jazz Chisholm was an all-star because Jazz Chisholm is hitting. And when you hit, you're on base. Now, I know he's hit some home runs, some doubles as well. Can somebody explain to me a guy who stole 40 bases for this team or combined last year at the Marlins and the Yankees has not attempted a stolen base in 40-something games? Well, how is that possible? It's like Steph Curry not shooting a three.
Yeah, makes no sense.
I mean, he's not as good as Steph, but you get the comparison. Come on.
Should be one of the great skill sets that he has, his speed. Something different, something that we liked about the acquisition last year, versatile. Yankees need more speed,